Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ender. Big and growing bigger. That describes our subject this week, mega churches in America.
In 1961, five families near Washington, D.C., formed a Protestant church in McLean, Virginia. Over time, the church grew, especially after 1980. That was when a clergyman named Lon Solomon became the new minister. As he brought in more and more families, the church needed more and more space. Today, as many as 12,000 people attend services each week. The McLean Bible Church is not just big, it is a mega church.
Scott Thumma works in the Institute for Religious Research at the Hartford Seminary in Connecticut. He has started a new project on megachurches with Dave Travis and Warren Bird of the Leadership Network. The researchers define a megachurch as a church where more than 2,000 people attend services each week. The men already have found at least 1,200 megachurches in the United States, higher than earlier estimates. They say up to 12 million people could be members of these churches. The research has identified huge Protestant churches in 45 of the 50 states. Most are in Texas, California, and Georgia. The Texas cities of Dallas and Houston together have 56 megachurches.
Western Christianity is divided mainly between Protestants and Roman Catholics. Megachurches in America are usually Protestant. Many of these are connected with the Southern Baptists, but many others are independent or non-denominational. Scott Thumma says the United States has about 320,000 Protestant churches. Most are far smaller than the less than one-half of 1% identified as megachurches. Research a few years ago found that less than 10% of American churches averaged 1,000 people at their services. Only 50 or 100 adults are active in some churches.
Even the smallest church can serve its people well, yet some lack enough members to provide money for programs. Many small churches are mainline churches. Mainline suggests moderate. But many people are no longer satisfied with the established ways. In the last 40 years, most mainline churches have failed to grow or have lost members. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America said its membership last year was less than 5 million. The church said this was the first time in more than 20 years that membership was that low.
The government does not count people by religion, so there are no official numbers. But estimates show that just over one-half of Americans are Protestant. About one-fourth are Roman Catholic. Catholics, however, are the largest single religious group in America. That is because Protestants are divided into many denominations. A 2002 estimate found that 2% of Americans were Mormon, 1% Jewish, and 1% Muslim. 10% were members of other religions, and another 10% belonged to no religion.
Researchers have found that the largest percentage of megachurches identify their congregations as evangelical. Evangelicals say they are guided by the life and teachings of Jesus and his followers, especially as contained in the Gospels. The Gospels are four books of the New Testament in the Christian Bible. Greg Laurie is an evangelical minister based in California. He travels around and holds huge prayer gatherings called Harvest Crusades. These events try to get more people to become Christians.
Politically, some evangelicals identify themselves as liberal or progressive, but many other evangelicals share the beliefs of what people call the Christian right, right of the political center. This movement is strongly conservative on social values and other issues. Religious conservatives helped elect President Bush in 2000 and again last year. They support his positions against same-sex marriage and the freedom to end unwanted pregnancies. His position against stem cell research, when it destroys embryos, is also popular among evangelicals. And so is the president's nomination of Judge John Roberts to the Supreme Court. Rod Parsley leads a megachurch in Ohio. Reverend Parsley also leads an organization called the Center for Moral Clarity. Its website says Judge Roberts will judge laws, not make them. It urges people to sign an electronic petition to support him in his Senate confirmation hearings next month.
In 2001, researchers announced findings of a study called the Faith Communities Today Project, or FACT. The study took place in 1999. It showed that attendance at megachurches had increased by an average of 90% over 20 years. The researchers received information from 153 of 600 places identified as megachurches. The study found that most megachurches are in communities around large cities. People of different races join megachurches. The majority are neither rich nor poor. Many did not belong to any other church before they joined. Services in megachurches generally use less of the religious language traditionally found in mainline churches. Lon Solomon at the McLean Bible Church in Virginia buys time on local radio. He calls his one-minute messages not a sermon, just a thought.
Now, we look inside one of America's largest churches. Lakewood Church in Texas holds services where the Houston Rockets used to play basketball. The church spent $95 million to redesign a sports center. It can hold 16,000 people. Around the building are internet computer stations and places to play religious video games. The Lakewood Church started in an empty feed store in 1959. When the man who started it died, he left the leadership of the church to his son. Joel Osteen is not schooled in religious studies. In fact, Reverend Osteen left college after 1 year. People sometimes say he avoids major questions like why good people suffer and what is God like. But he clearly appeals to thousands. People call him a rock star.
Members of some mega churches do not even have to all sit in the same building. Satellite television and the internet let them watch and pray from other gathering places, from their home, or from wherever they are. Like in any big organization, individuals in a mega church could feel lost in a crowd. So the churches do what they can. The Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, is a good example. It has 2,600 small groups for people who share common interests. These groups offer a chance to make new friends. There are also chances to help the needy in the community.
Rick Warren leads the Saddleback Church. He also writes books. He has sold millions of copies of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This book became even better known earlier this year after a series of events in Atlanta, Georgia. This is what officials say happened. A prisoner, armed with a gun, fled a courthouse. He killed a judge and three other people. Later, he seized a young woman named Ashley Smith and held her hostage in her home. She had read The Purpose-Driven Life. She shared thoughts from the book with the man. He let her leave unharmed. Ashley Smith called the police, and the suspect surrendered.
We talked to a clergyman in Maryland who is concerned about the lack of growth in his mainline church. This is what he told us. Our people do not want the church to be extremely large. But megachurches offer people a warm welcome and a feeling of belonging. Mainline churches could borrow some of their methods. Other countries also have megachurches, and they are not a new idea in America. Some existed here more than 60 years ago. Megachurches are not for everyone. Some say they are too big, too political, and too untraditional. But for others, the appeal today is clearly growing.
The program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Our programs are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. To send us email, write to special@voanews.com. Please join us next week for This is America in VOA Special English.